Blog Talk Radio.
The lights go down, there is bustle all around, everybody's getting liquored up. The night is young, people dancing all around, I'm just holding on to my plastic cup. You look so beautiful, I'm sure you've heard that many times. I'm not that great when it comes to pulling out the light. It's plain to see everybody wants to know your name. I'm just standing here waiting for my chance to say, don't get with him, don't go with her. If you give me a chance, I can make goes on, couple people getting drunk, but the mood is still light. You politely walk away, but those suitors wish to play, so you swiftly decline. The pressure's on as I fumble with what words to say. I've caught your eye, I'm so nervous I can't look away. I walk towards you, I'm just hoping I don't walk right past. Repeating in my head those words that I request to ask. Don't get with him, don't go with her. If you give me a chance, I can make this work. I can make you smile. Don't message him, don't flirt with her. Just a little more.
Welcome to Off the Rack. I'm your host, Rack and Tour, and we're part of a team of voices from the largest poetry site, allpoetry.com. Come check us out. It's free to join. I got some trivia for that song, but I'm going to have to ask my dear friend Sky to help me out a little bit with that one. I think she's on the line. Sky, are you there?
Oh. Do you want me to read right now? I can't. All right. So Mary is an artist, musician, and songwriter, and country community activist, recognized for her distinctive soulful vocal tone and classic British songwriting. Her distinctive brand of soulful pop has been heard on the various BBC radio shows, along with countless independent and community stations. While Mary's music weaves stories in her day-to-day life that she uses for inspiration, with songs discussing political injustices and the challenges we face internally and externally. Mary is not afraid to tackle tough subjects and shares her experiences candidly, and that will make you smile. The end.
Sorry to put you on the spot, Guy, but that was excellent. Thank you so much. For those of you that aren't aware, I have issues with my eyesight, so everybody pitches in and tends to help me out. So I'm very fortunate I've got people like Sky around and Miss Deborah Lee and Pretty Bird when she's here to help me out and pitch in, and I get to stand here and look pretty and run my mouth, which I probably do a little too often, but I guess that's part of what the show is about. And the other half is about the poetry, and one of the reasons why Sky brought that song for us tonight. I also helped pick it out, but, you know, that's about the it's like, you know, I chose the color, you know. Anyway, the lyrics of it was something, you know, that fit with the theme of the evening. The idea of, you know, a smile. For me, you know, it's one of those things, you know, how to say something without any words. There's a lot wrapped up in that thought to me. It can be complicated. It can be considered selfish in some ways, because, you know, people tend to be uncomfortable when someone else is uncomfortable and they want to see them smile. But that's not the kind of smile I'm really talking about. That's that obnoxious moment when someone's just, you know, see someone in a grumpy mood and they're like, you know, try to prod them into smiling. I'm talking about the little things that you offer up to people that you care about, you know, not just because you see them hurting, but because, you know, it's just common sense. And I like to even think that it's manners that we were taught when we were little that kind of get lost, or, you know, even by definition as such, because, you know, just holding the door for someone, I won't say it's a lost art, but, you know, some people just tend to take it for granted or forget. And, you know, that fell under the heading of manners when, you know, I was little anyway, that's many ages ago. you know, that's just one of the little things, one of the easiest ways to try and make the people around you smile. And, you know, that the boldness of saying that you can make someone smile, it's kind of, you know, you don't necessarily have to know someone to be able to do something like that. But, you know, to me, it's a beautiful thought, and it's something that I'm very fond of. Some people say random acts of kindness, which I guess falls under that heading a little bit too, because, you know, when someone does something random like that, some people tend to smile. Some people can be stone-faced, but, you know, anyway, I'm rambling and rambling and rambling here. Sky, did you want to
read quick? Big bucks.
I hear I get paid twice what everyone else does.
Yeah.
What's how you
that,
doing,
like a penny a year? Pay you later.
Oh, shit, now my taxes. Oh, did I say that out loud? My taxes are going to go up now, aren't they?
If that penny's going to hurt, I apologize. and it's PG-13. They've heard that word before. I mean, we don't go crazy, but I say shit all the time.
As poets,
so
I think it's our job to come up with better ways of saying that. Oh, fecal matter, you know?
Yes, I like that one. It makes people giggle. Like saying shite instead of shit. I think that's hysterical.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know. Well, it's not common here, but in other places it is. So, you know, that's one of those things. It's got a lovely melody to it. You know, sometimes it's the sound of a word that gives it its impact. I don't remember who he was. There was definitely a comedian, though, that was kind of had a way of proving that, where he would, you know, he threw out a couple of words, and it was like, you know, the words were, you know, when they had the more syllables they were, the less impact they had. But anyway, so you know, I was just thinking along the lines of the random act of kindness smile, or just the smile in general. You know, when you see someone smile, that tends to be infectious. And it's a thought that I think is kind of needed, which is kind of ironic and right now with the COVID and the masks or the not masks. You know, when you're wearing the mask, you can't see if someone's smiling under there. There's a whole niche market of putting, you know, faces and things on those masks now. That way when you wear them, you know, you could see, you know, a fake picture of someone underneath. Complete the vision, as it were. So smiling, I think, is something that you know, is easy to do, but not I don't know, not so easy to invoke sometimes. Oh, so how you doing tonight, Deb?
Hanging in there. How you doing? How you doing?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. I'm visiting the rents out in Pennsylvania, so I'm not in my home turf. So, but you know, I managed to have some fun. Bring a smile to my face.
Are they near Philly? Or no?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I know, like, towns. That's somewhere near, I think it's Lancaster. That's the big landmark near them. They're in Amish country.
Yeah. I was just going to say, up like Kutztown, stuff like that. Cool.
Kutztown is
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania Dutch.
Near Paradise, I think it is. That's another landmark that's close by. And then Pennsylvania has all those towns that are... I won't say they're PG-13 friendly. Well, they kind of are, but, you know, you take them out of context.
Yeah, those
you know.
Fun names that everybody giggled at as a teen when they read them. One's got the color blue in it, and one starts with an I, and yeah, those are good ones.
Yeah, they make T-shirts out of them and things like that. Oh, someone had a sense of humor out here, I guess, huh? I wonder if you could trace that back to Ben Franklin. Oh, he was a notable author. I guess without further ado, because I know Sky is hanging on by a thread over there, if you want to read yours, Sky, or do we have an audio clip?
Oh, no, I don't have an audio for this one. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Sky.
Hi. I gotta be a arena runner today because I gotta go to bed. I'm passing out almost, and I don't feel very well, as you can probably see here in my voice.
I can tell. I just didn't want to say something. I feel bad. You actually sound horrible, sweetie.
I know. I drank a little bit of whiskey to help me be able to read this poem. So now I can't handle it.
Oh yeah.
All right. So This is called, it's an old one, but this is the one that gets the smile. So it's called Hush Portrait by Sky Darkholm. 2015. Did you know you sigh while sleeping? You're inspiring, and I wonder what vision danced beneath lids. If I have made my way into such caverns, enchanted on the bow of lashes, those glittering fills that glisten with a night. Those soft and gentle curtains of rose sand color and pearl. For if I have, I'd not soon forget. And if those dreams held darker things, I'd quiet their hum. I'd write you new composition, sketch color back into them. I'd ink each syllable like a work of art, painted against your chest, rising and falling. I whisper to you with all the shadows and light swept tender on this heart. I'd lace our fingers and dance in those hushed portraits till twilight broke into dawn, so that when you woke, you couldn't tell if it were memory or a dream. And falling.
Wow. You know... this is gorgeous. I mean, the idea a lot of people, I guess, think about when there was someone, you know, watching somebody sleep. You know, that feeling of disbelief that you're together comes over you, that the wonder of what's going on in their brains while they're lying there. It's inappropriate to the situation, I guess, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking of, you know, how you look at your dog and you wonder what they think of when they're sleeping. You know, obviously this isn't a dog you're talking about, but, you know, it's in a similar vein. I wonder why we just can't help but wonder these things when we look at somebody that's asleep, I guess. Peeping Tom's my nature, but I mean, yeah, the observations of what you're thinking about, you know, and obviously you're basing them on experiences that you have when you're together, when you're awake too, makes this so touching, endearing, and personal. It's gorgeous, you know, to watch someone you care about sleep, to their chest rise and fall, and that thought, and to see the smile, you know, and again, the idea behind what I was hoping tonight, thinking tonight too, is that feeling that comes with being the one that made that smile, that put that smile there, that being part of the reason that person smiles, you know. It's how people think of you. It's a big thing for me. Well, I guess for all of us in general. It's one of those things that really gets my head spinning sometimes. This is, again, gorgeous, Sky. Thank you for bringing it tonight.
It's Rick.
Deb, what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought... It had a gentle, sensual tenderness to it, and with little nuances. And I wonder what visions dance beneath the lids. And you can just picture you like watching someone sleep, enchanted on the bow of lashes, the fluttering sills. That's really cool. You know, windows to the soul, those fluttering sills, quite brilliant there. For I have, I'd not soon forget, and if those dreams held darker things, I'd quiet their hum. Where's that other? I'd lace our fingers and dance in those hushed portraits till twilight broke into dawn, so that when you woke, you couldn't tell if it were a memory or a dream. It was like really tender, really, really, really awesome brevity, Scott. Really beautiful work.
Yeah. See, now you're going to close your eyes and go to sleep, and we're going to picture your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Feel better, Sky, Sky, Sky.
Hey, Sue. I hope you have a wonderful show. Sorry I cannot say, but I've expended
all
my energy.
Yeah, no. There's a lot, seems to be a lot of that going around. Take care of yourself. That's what's important. And again, thank you for calling and sharing that. You made me smile.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sky.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Night, Sky.
And, she also had the copy of the song that we opened with tonight. Probably talk about it off the air, but Blog Talk is doing something, I think, with uploads. Tried to put in a different song, and it said it was corrupted, even though it plays. So I think that might be a digital rights issue. They're tightening
something,
up.
Yeah, because I had a finagle a couple myself, Rack. I don't know if it's just that particular converter. We'll talk about that.
Well, that converter has issues. I can tell you that. I think there's a one version out there that has a virus. But anyway, smiling. did you bring a poem tonight? If not, we could, put my audio up. I know Sweet's not going to get a chance to call in. I think she's on a plane.
Yeah, you should see the photo she sent me. Oh, my goodness. There's a periwinkle, pinkish, bluish, purplish, amazing sky that she sent and two other shots. It was like, oh, my goodness. And I'm trying to fine-tune mine. I do have it. It's just not done. I thought I'd be finishing it while you started your show, but it's all good. I'm sorry. No, it's all good. I'm absolutely happy to help. We all are. It's a team. That's why I put that in the title.
there you go. I don't mean to make it take it so literally. But you guys are always very supportive. The whole team. We got the I don't know that anyone loaded anything in the studio tonight.
Not a big deal. Let me go look. So I'm trying to...
I have one. I don't know if Crystals is an audio. Pretty Bird.
Okay, I don't see one in Pretty Birds. And Crystal... Am I in the right thing? Wait a minute.
I'm the first one, and then Crystal, if I'm remembering the topic board correctly.
Okay, now I'm looking. Yeah, I'll put yours in. It's not a problem. I don't see a audio in either Pretty Birds or Crystals. Sky read hers. I see that Hatter added a poem not that long ago. Although he's not answering his phone, so I'm not sure what's up with that.
he's working.
The worst will happen is I'll have to read a few. But right now I'm going to put yours in. And since you have the gift of gab, gab a little, dear heart.
Oh, boy. So I guess the easiest thing, direction to go, is talking about the little things that we do to make people smile. I kind of touched on it before. It's random acts of kindness with strangers, but I think the idea of making someone you care about smile and being thought of in that way is a motivating factor in a lot of relationships. I know me personally, when someone says something negative as far as a relationship goes, that's the main thing that I come back to is, I don't want to be thought of that way. And if that's how you think of me, then maybe this is a bad thing and we need to, do something about it. So, if you're not smiling, then, that's kind of what it comes back to. It's a combination, I think, of assurance. Reminds you that things are going okay or something to that effect in a lot of ways. It's a lot better than screaming at each other. Anyway, now I'm preaching. You're not calling to hear me preach. I know that. I'm sorry. So anyway, let's see. What else about...
So I heard you say earlier about, smiling because it's contagious, and like I wholeheartedly agree. And it's like it's really easy to flash someone a smile, and you just might change the direction of their day, and it is contagious. And if they smile back, fantastic. They didn't even realize they just enhanced their mood. It has medicinal properties as far as I'm concerned. But Raconteur, your poem is on the board if you'd like me
We pay all that money to go to the dentist, I think, too. We pay all that money to go to the dentist. I think we should smile and advertise.
Right.
All right. This is kind of a roundabout.
First, I'm going to tell you that you have a queen in your studio, and she's from Canada. So just say hello to Lady A. Hey, sis.
Hello. Are we all smiling yet?
Canadians are known for smiling. They're good-mannered and friendly.
We really are. We apologize a lot for everything.
You're supposed to say, I'm sorry, we apologize all the time.
I'm so sorry, yes.
that's I guess the most gentle barb that we put on the Canadians. We tease you guys a lot, but you know, you're bigger than us and you're on top of us, so you know, who's winning?
That works. Excellent. I never heard that before. Thank you. That's a very astute observation.
You know,
all right, well, and click on his link. I'm about to push his sound button.
All right.
Sweet on the Little Red-Haired Girl by Raconteur. 5'1½" with tea-colored hair and a mischievous grin that lights up a room. When she spoke, it was evident she possessed an enthralling wit, but her eyes bore the pain of someone who grew up a little too soon. I was just another blockhead, hopelessly smitten by alabaster skin, seemingly without a flaw, vying to get her attention, but struck dumb by the beauty I saw, unaware that I'd die inside as she chronicles her life, glimpsing agonizing details on tear-stained pages. She awakens the virtuous knight in me, seeking to vanquish any villain she engages. Sadly, slaying dragons is out of fashion. I may pledge fealty, but I'll never kiss her cherub cheek. Alone, under a starless sky, there is no passion, just a defeated, unapologetic geek. Softly sobbing as life endlessly passes me by, a gentle breeze pontificates why it's fruitless to cry. Today fades into tomorrow as the stars traverse the sky. Every breath is an opportunity to proclaim, I refuse to roll over and die. End poem.
Well, damn. Start with that ending. How about that? Softly sobbing as life endlessly passes me by, a gentle breeze pontificate why it's fruitless to cry. Today fades into tomorrow as the stars traverse the sky. Every breath I am is an opportunity to proclaim, I refuse to roll over and die. Now there's a proclamation that has its own power. I refuse to roll over and die. You can just see a fist with that, like, you know, shaking it in the air. With God as my witness, I refuse to roll over and die. So I love the ending. But from the get-go, 5'1½" with tea-colored hair and a mischievous grin that lights up a room. When she spoke, it was evident she possessed an enthralling wit, but her eyes bore the pain of someone who grew up a little too soon. And that happens to so many. And I think of all the crimes, robbing a child of a fairy tale childhood is one of the worst out there. No matter how you take it away, taking it away is so wrong. And you hit hard right from the beginning, and we know just the way you hit us in the gut at the end of that stanza that we're in the middle of a Hurt Locker poem. You can really, really pull emotions out of people with your pen, and this is no exception. Amazing piece, Rock. Amazing, powerful emotion.
Thanks, Steph.
Lady A. Well, I thought it was quite amazing. I think, let me get to it here. I got to open another window. Oh, excuse me. There it is. I thought it was really cute that you, I'm assuming this is Sweet Pea, but maybe it's just the characters from Peanuts. I kind of made her be a child like Sweet Pea. I thought it was really a sweet poem. And softly sobbing as life endlessly passes me by, a gentle breeze pontificate why it's fruitless to cry. Today fades into tomorrow's as stars traverse the sky. Every breath is an opportunity to proclaim I refuse to roll over and die. This is a really a good lesson to about perseverance and continuing to persevere in spite of any kind of adversity that you're going through, and survival of the fittest and determination are words that describe this to me anyway. I thought it was great.
Thank you, Lady A.
To you?
I was thinking about slaying dragons and things like that, you know, the whole chivalry and you know, that tends to make some people smile. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple other poems tonight. Let me see. Did you bring anything for us tonight, Lady A?
Well, did you want it specifically about, you know, to have the smile in it, or is it just a poem that'll make you smile, or I didn't write anything new, but I have all kinds of stuff.
Well, the idea was about making someone smile, so, but if you've got anything that's on a smile, that's, on topic.
Okay.
Love poems.
I can keep looking for a few minutes, and then I'll let you know if that's okay.
That's fine. Well, we've got a short night ahead of us, it looks like. We've only got about 5 poems, and, you know, I don't know how many teeth there are in your head, but I can, you know, talk for a few minutes more than that. but, you know, I don't want to get I guess you'd call that filling. Dentist jokes. No. That's bad. I'm sorry. let's see. Oh, smiling. here's something that maybe you ladies can explain about getting lipstick on your teeth. And every time you smile, how does that always happen? No matter how hard you try, you can't avoid it. Lipstick always ends up on people's teeth. I guess there's nothing you could say about that.
It's the make of the lipstick, I suppose, that makes it stick. But the secret to not having it stick if you're going somewhere or doing a speaking engagement is to take a little bit of Vaseline, a tiny bit, and rub it on your teeth, and then it won't stick.
Oh, there you go. See, I wouldn't know that. I was just noticing, you know, how it
That's
always
actually
seems
not
like...
Before. That's actually not just for the lipstick, although it would, yes, she's right, help with that. But also for a guy, from your perspective, if you had to go up and talk in front of a crowd and you were really, really nervous, and some people, when they get nervous or overly excited, they get like cotton mouth, and then their top sticks to their teeth and they have this Jim Carrey kind of mask grin. So the Vaseline will also make it so that your smile doesn't stick to your teeth. Just saying.
Oh, Jim Carrey, massive grin. You see, now that's kind of on topic, too. rubber face. There's something about the way he acts. I don't know. There was, he had a really great movie. I see Sky had to hang up already. It's too bad. The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, heartbreaking, heartbreaking movie. But in a way, it's kind of about smiling. He met someone on a train. I think he was going to Long Island or something like that. And this whole romance comes about. And there's a scientist that has a procedure that it's like selective amnesia. You could actually wipe someone from your head and forget about them entirely. And that's kind of what the movie's about, you know, being able to, I guess, forget an entire relationship, kind of delete someone from your life like you've never met them before. Really interesting movie.
I've seen that in my life.
You've seen people do it, I'm sure, but, you know, that's got nothing to do with smiling at all. I don't know. Again, the idea of smiling, relationships, happiness, making someone smile, gifting a smile, that's another thing that's really enthralling, I think, to be able to give someone a smile and make their day, like Deb was talking about. Sometimes just smiling at someone can make it is, you know, contagious and kind of said that already, though. So.
Well, I'm going to put I put a poem in the room that's going to make someone smile for sure, I think, and it's in the room there now. If you want me to read it now, and it's
yes,
called
please.
"Purple Princess." There was a time, some time ago, I met her on a radio show. Followed her example, learned to write with passion ample, watched her rise to greatness behind the scenes with braveness. Inside out, she ruled a silent leader, yet an unvalued teacher. Talented, a private, trustworthy friend, reached out to me in the end, determined with goals and plans, a journey she began. Creator, producer, executive president, she set a precedent. Wisdom, know-how, boosted self-esteem, birthed a team. Triumphant, successful, a dreamer's dream comes true for me and you. A team of voices, poetry group, blog talk radio, with hosts for every show. Mentor, teacher, guide, powerful woman with misty hazel eyes. Dark-haired damsel, I owe her love and loyalty for healing by example. Deb the tenacious, Deb the winner, the achiever, Deb our leader, soft, tender, kind, loving periwinkle pixie with a butterfly soul, secret keeper, nurturing, confident, she caught me, healed my haunt, times are tough, cries alone, puts us first, her voices are her own. Thank you, my sister, my friend who believes in me. Thank you for all you are and what you mean to me. Never lose your chutzpah, your moxie, or your gumption. Let your chestnut curls fall softly. We got your back. I love you. End poem.
Yes, awesome. You picked the perfect poem, and that's kind of exactly what I'm thinking of in the sense of, the little backstory that the glue that puts people together and the interpersonal things. You're sharing something more, I think, than just that emotion and that smile. When you give us something like that, a little peek behind the curtain, a little insight. To the closeness that the bond that everybody forges, and the smile is just the evidence of it, the fingerprint almost. This is absolutely beautiful. I love the words that you used, moxie, gumption. Some of them are almost forgotten, I think. And anytime I see words like that used, that always makes me smile too. So, that's another bonus. There you go.
Thank you.
Purple Princess, huh? that's clever. That's clever. And, knowing that that's well, I shouldn't say knowing, but you know, the hint that that's the way that you were brought into the group. You know, that little backstory. It's a beautiful little bit of information, a little trivia, I guess. I like that. Thank you, Lady
A. Thank you.
Hey, Deb.
So, I knew where we were going as soon as she read the title, and I thought this was make me smile, not make me cry, although I have to admit I am smiling, too. It was just as touching now as it was when you originally wrote it. And I can't help but be touched that you brought it, like, you know, again for the show, specifically to make me smile. It is then, or it was then, it is now a very priceless gift. And I, how can you pick a favorite part when it's like a walk through years?
Yeah.
5 years, you know. And some people would just see it as a beautiful poem, and then there's a handful of us that know exactly what's being said between the lines as well as in them. So again, I say I'm really thrilled that you brought this.
You're more than welcome. You know, it's been a journey, a bumpy one at times, but you know, because we're all different in different ways and may not always agree with each other, but you know, the raconteur, like, there was a time we were in another group and we went through a lot of different things, and
it was really hard.
I understand. You don't have to say anything more than that. I'm a little familiar with the other group and some of what went on, you know, the gossip and nonsense, and you always hear it, but it's the smile that carries through that I'm, you know, happy to see, and you know, like you mentioned, Deb, too, it's therapeutic, and sometimes, you know, when you see someone that you care about and they're not in a good mood, you know, there's like they got that cartoon cloud over their head. You kind of want to, you know, blow it away and see if you could get the corners of the mouth to go with it. So, you know, it's...
I want people to know what kind of a person Deb is, though, too, more than anything,
yeah.
Because of all the things, I mean, the powerhouse woman that you are, Deb, is pretty amazing in a lot of different ways. And I think... people know that on their own, being in a team of voices, but those that don't have the history, this poem doesn't speak to half of the person that you are. And said we go through different things in our life. For you know, I've had a really rough year, and you know, you've been patient.
I think part of your motivation. I'm sorry, Lady A. I was just gonna say I think part of the motivation for you putting it up there is also what made her smile, because you know, knowing that that's what's going through your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I think it's important that everybody knows the type of person that she is, and she is a team of voices, and we are here because of her, and no other reason really. She's made this group the success that it is, sometimes tiny but mighty.
Dynamite comes in small packages.
Yep.
You make me cry, but like it takes us all. It takes us all. That was why it was so important to me that team be in the title. It's a team of voices. It doesn't happen without all of us. I do background stuff, but other than that, it's a whole bunch of gears that if they don't turn together, they stop running together. And like
we laugh and we cry and we write poems and we bond and people don't understand how we can all get so close, you know. But there's just this connection that it's undeniable. And I'm a bleeding heart as it is. But anyway,
I think, you know, a big part of being online, a lot of people try and deny that there's real emotion attached to it. And, you know, the smile at the other end, you know, and they say that too when in telemarketing and whatnot. You could hear when the person on the other end of the phone smiles. That's the evidence that there are real emotions attached to it. You know, I think, you know, anyone that tries to deny, you know, and it doesn't even have to be romantic, because, you know, friendships are still relationships. So, you know, people can make fun of being online, quote unquote, relationships all they want, but I don't think you can deny that, you know, if you can get the person to smile, or, you know, out of their doldrums, help them with a bad day, comfort them when someone passes away, just talk to them. And be there for each other. I think that makes all the difference in the world, and that's kind of the smile that we're talking about. You know, I don't know, the definition of a smile in general to me is all wrapped up in all of that.
Absolutely, sure. But again, thank you, Lady A. I appreciate you bringing that. And Rock, I did put mine on the board, and then no doubt that Lady and I will be happy to read the stuff that you have.
I was going to give you a few more minutes to play with it if you wanted, and ask Lady A if it wasn't blasphemy to read Hatter, because I know he likes when you read for him.
Well, I'd be happy to read whatever you want me to read. That's for sure.
Well, I'm kind of asking
Hatter right now.
I'm kind of asking Deb if it's okay.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said I'm kind of asking your permission, because, you know, you're Hatter's proxy.
Hatter loves to listen to people read his poetry, and
But I meant you specifically.
This is actually his song that she's going to read for us. That's pretty awesome. And then if you want, or if you would like, we could play the song, and then she could read the poem in spoken word, or she could read it in spoken word and then read it.
That's pretty cool.
Which way you want to do it?
Play it.
Okay, dokey. I'm going to play it right now, and then we will have her speak it.
Now, what's that lady's name again?
A poem written by Jay Hatter, and the music is written by, and the singer is Shout Even Shy.
Thank
you. One word, Shout Even Shy. And here we go.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm looking down. Broken promises.
Chord is it's iconic. I don't know if it's because, you know, from all the shows that we've played that is the opening for, or just, you know, the tune itself, but it's a little haunting. And that expression that he latched on to the words you cannot say, you know, that's a real, I think, good corollary to a smile. Because, you know, sometimes you don't need to say anything, you just need to smile. That thought can be wrapped up, I think, in that action as well. It's something, again, intimate between a couple of people and whatnot. It's really a beautiful, beautiful song. Did you want to read it, Andrea? Lady A, sorry.
No, that's okay. Call me by my name. This is the most beautiful song. I absolutely love it. Hatter has outdone himself with this piece, and I would so, so love for somebody to pick this up after Shout Even Shy has put it to music and sings it. I just think it's a fantastic song. And this is the poem and the song that he wrote called The Words You Cannot Say. I woke from a memory, still lying here next to you, watching you as you dream, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reasons I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still here loving you. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. I believed it was forever, but just a moment of your time, I cannot stay because I want to. Are you telling me you're mine? It always stays inside my head, showing me how to cry. It's living in the shadows behind your lying eyes. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. You've covered in all of the reasons, you're covered in all of the reasons. It's showing right through your eyes. It's written in the heartaches why you can't. Why can't you say goodbye? No reason to remember, like a sad country song. For you, I take my heart away. Today, I love alone. I'm walking down a rainstorm, just trying to run away. I'm watching broken promises and the words you cannot say. And the words you cannot say. End poem by Jay Hatter.
Yeah, see, that gives an entirely different meaning to that smile for me. without the happy peppy lyrics behind it, or cadence, I should say, and the music, it's got a definitely more sad tone.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a beautiful poem, beautiful piece, Hatter.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, he's here, and on a side note, sis, that was a beautiful read.
Oh, thank you. It was easy to read. It's my favorite song.
Hi,
yeah.
Hi.
So you did a fantastic job with that. It's thoughtful. It's emotional. It's really beautiful. It is. I loved it from when I first heard it, but you know, each time I hear it, there's something else that jumps out at me. That when she enunciates, it sounds more like she says rainbow, not rainstorm, which again changes the whole me. So
yeah,
you know.
I guess I guess most people do. That's it.
When did you get in the studio? Did you get to hear the entire read, or did you get here for the song?
Not the entire.
When did you
hear? I got to hear the last stanza and a half.
Well, make sense, because she did a beautiful read. Anyway. Thanks.
So I don't have to sing it then.
Oh, you can sing it if you want to.
It's hard not to break, when I read it, it's hard not to, in my head.
Rack and Tour called it iconic.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
Well, Hatter is on his way to becoming a legend. So.
In my own mind.
I was just going to say, tell him you're already one in your own mind, Hatter, and you beat me so
ashamed. Yeah.
Just ask anyone that's heard him on the radio. Anyway, Deb, was there anything more you wanted to say about the song?
Just that I agree. It's iconic. I think that between Hatter's absolutely amazing words and the arrangement that Sky did for it, he's got us all addicted. Most of us can sing it at the beginning of the show while we wait to start. We mute ourselves and sing along. And I heard a rumor that somebody might be working on another version. Just saying.
Yeah, I heard too. Hopefully. Check it out.
Yeah.
Rumors and lies. Don't listen. All right. I guess we'll move on to the next next piece. How about we put Crystal up?
Huh? What did
Crystal?
You say? I'm sorry.
Put Crystal up.
Okay. Let me go get that. Oh, Crystal.
Rainbows, huh?
That's what it sounds like, she says.
Yeah.
There
but, you
is
know,
Crystal.
I got no rainbows. Thank you.
Is it so quiet? You asked me to read.
I was just going to say, I guess I need to ask you to read it for her, Deb. I'm sorry.
Okay. I figured it was really quiet, so let me check. Okay.
I'm so spoiled with SoundCloud.
I went with the recording.
Yeah, no, I was waiting to see if he asked me or Lady. Anyway, here we go. It's called Tracing Poetry by the Inspiration of Your Smile. By Crystal Hope. And here we go. Your words tickle my poetic senses. When I'm with you, those words link the whites of your eyes and scribes light. The corners of your cornea are deep ink. Marrow of your magenta iris bleed into the drawing depth of me. Your voice inspires, catching me on fire. Igniting a candle of bittersweet poetry. You carry my words to the deep beyond. Stars are vines tangled to constellations. My hand intertwined with yours, your sparkling smile leads my pen racing. You inspire me with marks of your echoing smile to write beyond butterfly kisses can trace a light a bonding wrap like a box of chocolates. And it all began with that written smile on your face. End poem.
Wow. Clever, right? I like the intertwining of description of the eyes, and you know, I had a chuckle at the box of chocolates. I don't know what it is about women and chocolate. I mean, that idea forever be true, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, there's affirmation in those words. it made me giggle. It made me smile. But the overall thought is what really made me smile. I mean, to find poetry in somebody else's smile, you know, your smile is a poem. And then to actually literally write a poem about it, it's very cool. Beautiful brevity, Crystal. And thank you for sharing it tonight. Hatter, what'd you think?
Yeah, writing smiles upon your face. That's a catchy line. Yeah, Hope's one of our classic poets, poetesses. Is that what you say? Girl poet?
Poetess.
Yeah, you could say poetess. You could just say poet. I mean, that's gender neutral.
Yeah, writing smiles upon your face. I love that.
Cool piece. Lady A, what'd you think?
Well, Crystal has a beautiful pen, and I think she has the ability to write things that are, even though she's getting older, she's still, for me, our youngest person that's actively in the group, at least, and I think she has a very mature ability to write about such, well, older things, I guess. She's wise, and that comes through in a lot of her writing, and this is no exception. She's just a terrific young writer.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think this is a great piece for the smile theme. What about you, Deb?
Yeah, I like that over the last couple of years we've got to watch Crystal as she found a relationship, and the evidence of that relationship has been bleeding a little bit of romance and light airiness and wishes and kisses and tenderness in her poetry, and I'm really excited for her, and I think that the joy she's found in her relationship is showing through her poetry, I've always thought she was a poet wise beyond her years. Most of us do, like she's an old soul in a young woman, and I admire her very much, and it was an honor to read for her.
Yes, beautiful, right, Crystal? Thank you. You want to read next, Deb, for you?
It's up to you, or you want to.
Well, it's you. I think you and Pretty Bird are the only two left, so.
Okay. Then I will. Can you still see mine, or do I need to put the link up? Yeah, mine's right above Hatter's, guys. Just, oh, enjoy your dinner. Oh, you're going to hear me read? All right, I'm going to read so Hatter can go eat his dinner. Click on the link, guys. And it's just a corny greeting card. I was struggling because I have a couple of heavy things on my mind right now, but I tried. It's called I'd Ask the Night Birds to Croon Just So That You Can Swoon. Here we go. If periwinkle sky stained black, spreading shadows blocking light, and all the neon opal beams eclipse the smiles tonight, I'll whisper to the harvest moon that shines over the sky, gazing at the starlight hues that glitter miles high. Tint colors on the wildflowers, mark green on plants and trees as mint and jasmine perfume air, seducing honeybees. Then whisper to the blackbirds to tweet their lullaby, carried on the velvet wings of nightingales that fly, just to detonate the goosebumps like tickles from the breeze, with backyard insects chirping in midnight symphonies. And
wow. You know, I don't know. You say you're struggling, but this is beautiful, Deb. I made me smile. I mean, when you bring the colors in and the birds and the insects and all those little things, the details that you know sometimes get overlooked. You kind of take a little highlighter and say, "Nah, look over here." You know, it's one of the reasons why I would have a hard time doing the picture prompts, because if you described it to me, you'd be giving away half the poetry in your descriptions of things. I think what you're seeing, it's I don't know. I don't know that you're capable of just saying a bland, you know, oh, it's a bird. You'd be like, he's got beautiful red feather. You know, I can't hear you just saying it's a bird. I doubt those words would ever cross your lips. You know, your vision of the world is one that I enjoy seeing through your words. And I really appreciate it every time you write. This is gorgeous. Thank you, Deb.
What a beautiful comment. Thank you.
Lady A, can you comment for Deb?
Yes, I'm going to say a couple of things that I just find that when you do inline rhyme and the rhyming as this is being done, it's musical to me. It's a beautiful melody in this, and there's Kent colors on the wildflowers. Mark green on plants and trees, as mint and jasmine perfume the air, seducing honeybees. The cadence is just such a sing-song. Every verse is like that, but I like the sound of that one. And then whisper to the blackbirds to tweet their lullaby, carried on the velvet wings of nightingales that fly. Soothing. It's a soothing, melodic, beautiful piece. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like the way you carry the theme through too. You know, with the birds and the music. You know, you don't just kind of throw the images out there. You have them tied together, anchored together with that thought.
Appreciate it.
So, I guess the last poem of the evening, if I could find the comment box. There it is.
Enjoy your dinner, Hatter. Say Hatter.
Very Seussian. Very Seussian. Seussian.
Seussian?
Yeah.
Dr. Seussian?
I'm gonna stick around for Pretty Birds, too.
Cool.
Does she have a SoundCloud? I don't think I do.
I'm getting the link right now. I should be there with it in just a second.
The link is in the room.
You want me to read it?
Do it. You beat me to it.
I got one. yes, please, Lady A.
Okay, this is called Ink, Grace, and the Beautiful Carnage by Pretty Bird. Tongues forked and bladed, dragging through flesh in calligraphy that screams your name. In carnadine, Karen, sating the hunger of my agony, a truth that had fueled all the pain in loving me. Silence, my only strength, I endure it all in an enamored exsanguination. Of that kind of love lives eternal, and pain that scrapes bones scars the essence of man. Oh, the joy, it's resplendent, but its light leaves no shadows, pure, stained, and salted. Spruce bays in cooling warmth as life coats travertine. Gray watches the velvet verbiage pool at my feet in unspoken truths, unhidden. And when we speak in tongues forked and bladed, dragging through flesh in calligraphy, that screams your name. I smile because you're smiling at last. End poem.
Oh, shit. Wow. I she has such a way with words. I really enjoy this. From the title down, you kind of knew what you're getting into. I don't know where to begin. She leaves me speechless a lot too. Beautiful when she's beautiful carnage. Her relationship with darkness and things, and then in the middle of the poem, you know, I'm talking about darkness, and she says light that sheds no shadows. It's like, you know, they say, you know, you can't have shadows without light. So that thought in itself is just stands that thought on edge, and the death and destruction and finally you're smiling because, and that's what made her smile. It's wow. I really don't know what to say half the time. I really don't. It's so impressive the way that she composes these things and the words that I mean, you could see how meticulous she is about picking the right words. It's that exsanguination and the detail of the travertine floors and things like, I mean, I can't say enough. I'm smitten. I love the way she writes. I really do.
Yeah.
You read it, Lady A. What'd you think?
Well, I was reading it over again as you were talking, and I thought this was painful because it's like she's speaking of herself, the truth that had fueled all the pain in loving me. And then she talks about, I endured it all in enamored exsanguination. Like, she's bleeding from this love.
Mm-hmm.
She's hemorrhaging. And for that kind of love lives eternal. And pain that scrapes bones scars the essence of man. So there's a tremendous amount of pain in this relationship. And for her to pen it in this way, and then, oh, the joy, it's resplendent, but its light leaves no shadows. Like, this relationship was, you know, she was in love and everything, but this was not a good relationship at all, from what I see.
Yeah,
a very painful relationship, and the truth, it remains open in a pool of blood, so to speak. But then when I get to the last verse, when we speak in tongues forked and bladed, dragging through flesh and calligraphy, that screams your name. I smile because you're smiling at last. And what does that mean? Does that mean that he is rid of her and that's why he's smiling at last? Was his life made miserable because of her or hers miserable because of him? It just was a really very heavy-duty piece, I think.
Terrifically
written.
Yeah.
What do you guys?
Yeah, the end of that verse that you mentioned, salted truth bathes in cooling warmth as life coats travertine. Okay, save me the steps over to get the thesaurus. As life coats travertine.
The travertine is the I think it's the ceramic material that tiles are made out of. Travertine.
Okay. I like it.
Because he talks about the cooling warmth, and travertine's tiles are cold, hard and cold. And so this is a... What a way she's such a terrific writer.
The duality of it, yeah. It really makes my head spin. It really does, because she's, like you said, she's describing that pain, but she's doing it in such a beautiful way that you're trying to, like, you know, almost like she's taking joy in it, and she's talking about the other person, I think, taking joy in the pain. So, yeah. There's a lot of complexity in this, a lot of layers to it. What'd you think, Deb?
Absolutely, a lot of layers. I love the ending. It's sort of like, you know, and I smile because you're smiling at last. Like, after all, it took all this full from the,
yeah,
you know, from forked tongue from the beginning. But talk about that. Go back. Tongues forked and bladed, dragging through flesh in calligraphy that screams your name. Okay. We know what's up with that, right? And silence, my only strength. I endure it all, enamored. Enamored,
exaggeration.
For that kind of love lives eternal. It's like sometimes those scars are deeper and worse. It is totally brilliant. And you can picture that person and their sadistic grin at last. So a hell of a ride.
And she manages to sneak in bookend and calligraphy. She mentions it up higher in the beginning.
Yeah, that it's like, what a powerhouse of an opening.
I love it. So I guess, do you guys got any shows to plug? You got something coming up soon, Lady A?
Next Wednesday.
Tomorrow night is Crystal Hope at 9 p.m. Eastern. She wants to welcome in the fall and all the beautiful fall colors. Thursday, we're taking the night off because our dear sweet is away.
Traveling.
She'll be back next week, and her and Hatter will do a Salvador Dali Alice in Wonderland show together. And Friday's the Man Cave with Hatter and Steven, and the topic is ghosts.
Boom.
So there's a gate.
Bring your scare. Yeah, bring your scare on.
Marshmallows are ghost farts.
They are. Yummy. Especially in hot chocolate. You can watch them melt like the Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz. Melted.
Well, thank you guys for calling and hanging out and spending time listening to me ramble. I guess smiling wasn't as easy to talk about as I thought. But I guess we made it through. We're probably 40 minutes, an hour early.
You know, that's not a problem, for one thing. And for two, I thought it was an amazing topic and that you did a great job. And right now, for some reason, the team's being battered pretty hard from lots of different directions. So as long as a couple of us can show up each night for each other, it's all good. And, again, fun show. Great topic. I appreciate you hosting.
Thank you for the opportunity and making it possible for all of us. And definitely for bringing us together, like Lady A mentions. You know, you're the heartbeat behind it all, I guess. When it comes down to it, you and I the rest of the board, you know, you all deserve mention. Hatter and Sweepy and why can't I say Upon Rains? I wanted to call him something else, and I couldn't even remember what the heck the something
AP.
Else was. Went blank. AP. Yeah,
you
I know.
Could just say AP. Everybody.
I don't know why. I don't know why I couldn't, and that's the site too, AP, and I'm like, the Wizard of Oz, that's why I think of him as, because, you know, we got Hatter and the Wizard of Oz, so.
Hatter and the Wizard, yeah, right? It's cute how that stuck, the Hatter and the Wizard, and I get to hang out with both.
And thank you, Crystal, for writing for us and for Pretty Bird. And I hope everything works out for everyone else that couldn't make it and was thinking of us. And thank you, Sky, for showing up, for picking that opening song and for that beautiful, beautiful poem that you also shared. I think that's everybody. So with that, I can say goodnight and see you all next month.
Great job, Rack. Love and respect
the Rack and her good show.
Good night, everyone.
Night, night. Night, all.